Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready for the Survivor Series? Who will survive? Let your body have a WrestleMania. Just like that, just like that.
30% of you big old proud folks will pull yourself out of your easy chair and cast a vote. And you call yourself true American. Sure, the choices may not be too good, but they're best that you've got. You're the one that they came from, and you gotta make the choice. So, gain my composure like a true Canadian should, and tell you what's wrong with America. It's you!
WrestleMania. Pump it up, pump it up.
With the deepest regrets and tears that are soaked, I'm sorry to hear your dad finally croaked. He lived a full life on his own terms. Soon he'll be buried and eaten by worms. But if I could have a son as stupid as you, I'd have wished for cancer so I would die too. So be brave and be strong. Get your life on track.
Pump it up. WrestleMania. Just like that.
Let me tell you what, you deserve a shot at the United States heavyweight.
Let's hear it.
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned a title shot, El Dandy. I think you're a heck of a wrestler, you're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy. I don't see any reason...
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
Great wrestler, but thank goodness sakes, it's 50 pounds.
Who are you to doubt El Dandy?
Pump it up, pump it up.
Hello and welcome to the Atomic Drop here on hosted on Podomatic. This is a wrestling podcast, a broadcast like no other. My name is Tarek. I'm coming to you from the fourth floor of a North London tower block in London, England, obviously. Thank you for tuning in this very special week. We kicked off with Nitro Party and their cover of the classic WrestleMania. Hope you're doing well. Should we address the elephant in the room? It's been a bit mad. I know we touched upon it last week. It seems like this pandemic might be real. Well, of course it's real. Might be a bit more serious than we had first thought. I sincerely hope you are all doing well. I thought it'd be essential to do a show this week and try and resume normal service. Try and keep some semblance of normality as we are going to be approaching these troubling times. But all in all, I think things are going to be okay. But I always do. But yeah, thank you for tuning in wherever in the world you are listening to. This is the Atomic Drop. We celebrate professional wrestling through audio, a lot of songs about wrestlers, songs sung by wrestlers. Entrance themes and anything else I wish to throw in there, actually, because I have complete editorial control and I love it. It has been a mad old week in wrestling. We have seen many empty arena matches, and It is bizarre. It is bizarre watching professional wrestling performed. Because I always used to say on the show that professional wrestling is a lot. It's the art of audience manipulation, and now they've taken the audience away. I mean, the audience is still there. We're watching from our homes. But, yeah, you know, you just can feel energy in a room. That's why going to a live wrestling show is always better than watching it on TV. Because sometimes you can go to a live show and it'll be great, and then you go home and watch it, and it doesn't feel the same. It's because that energy that you feel in the room, and that energy wasn't there. But I'm still enjoying it. I thought AEW, like I watched AEW this week. I thought that looked better than Raw. I think they filmed it in a better way, and it might be promising going forward for me. I am yet to see NWA this week, if there was one. And I suppose the biggest news is, as much as he is a right wing racist nutter, there's something about the fact that Vince McMahon is not willing to cancel WrestleMania. He's not cancelling WrestleMania. WrestleMania 36 is going ahead, whether it be from the Performance Center. I heard rumors that they might be moving it to Madison Square Garden. And unless he wants to get it, is it so he doesn't have to refund tickets? I don't know what it is, but you got to love Vince for that kind of resolve. Not even a world pandemic that's killing people at an alarming rate will Vince back down and say, no, maybe I should cancel the show. No, he just go steam ahead, bro. So good on Vince, and, you know, it should be an interesting show. At least I thought, do you know what, it works out all right for Roman Reigns and Goldberg, because that you won't have a crowd booing both of them. I feel bad for Roman I feel bad for Roman for having to work with Goldberg, but I think Roman said that himself in an interview at some point where he said he'd rather be about the future than the past. Anyhow, I hope you are surviving the toilet paper wars. I hope you're getting your supplies. I hope your families are all well. Please do get in touch. If you want to let me know where in the world you are and how is your part of the world, you can do that by contacting us on Twitter. You can comment. I was going to say comment below where this file lives on Mixcloud, but I haven't uploaded these shows to Mixcloud in a good 4 weeks. But I suppose that'll give me something to do. I would say that'll give me something to do in these times of lockdown. But I'm a key worker, so the government has deemed it still important for me to go to work, although my paycheck doesn't reflect that. But I think that's something I'll address either on a different show or in a bit more public way. But just give you a heads up, in London, UK, people aren't really following this social distancing thing. I believe our hospitals are already almost at capacity. And I think in the next 2 or 3 days, perhaps Sunday, there's something about the 22nd of March, this Sunday, I think something big is going to happen. Either London getting hit very severely, and of course I worry about that because that's where I'm at, or something else. But look, just look after yourselves, and remember, be kind to those around you. I know everyone's scared. That's why, like, it's easy to laugh at people panic buying stuff, but when you look to your government and it doesn't look like they have any idea what they're doing, I mean, the Americans have Trump in charge. We've got Boris Johnson in charge. It's kind of like, have you ever had a babysitter when you were little and you realised they were completely incompetent or they were a death trap? That's kind of how I feel now. Like, you can see something going wrong and you want to say something, but you don't have the power to say something. So I would say my advice to my listeners would be practice social distancing. This idea that this virus only affects the over 70s is, I believe that's another lie from the government. I'm seeing a lot of healthy people getting struck down with this from the footage I'm seeing. I'm also saying don't be scared. Remember, you've all got to die sometime, so it might as well be in this global pandemic. And the one thing, love will always conquer fear. So be kind to those around you. Understand people are scared, and be the light in their lives. Throw a little sunshine into the world, and it'll be a brighter place. That's all I can offer you. But now we're going to get to the Atomic Drop for the week. A collection of songs, sounds, wrestler promos, songs by wrestlers, songs about wrestlers, all that sort of good stuff. We're going to kick off the Atomic Drop with a band that is aptly named Bleach Everything. This comes from an EP of theirs called Savage / Steamboat, and this track is called Savage. I should be back at the end of the show to tell you exactly what you've been listening to. Here is Bleach Everything with Savage.
Savage. Record that you're gonna look at and say, holy crap, what have I gotten myself into? We don't play games. We came here, we told you what we wanted. It's one thing for you to keep away from us and try to keep out of harm's way. I understand that. But to ignore us is like spitting in my face. We just don't have that. We will not have that. You know, I listen to him and his little friends out here bitching like two little girls worried over who's going to the prom. Look at us. Shut me up if you can. And I don't think you can. So, Cody, it's time. It's time for you to stand up and meet the man. We came here for a specific reason. It was not going to be something that was going to turn into something personal. But it will. And it has. You had your chance to meet us straight on. Now, we will get your attention. Think about it. We will get your attention.
Big boy flexing like I'm Keith Lee. You niggas joke, standing up to me is obsolete. Iconic by any means, addictive like nicotine, the way she all over me. I just wanna wipe Kyrie R. Billy K. Put her in some meek and watch her shine like some sun rays. UBC the gang, that's my fan for eternity. Delivering heat, no Harlem or Booker T.
Look, radiation flow, yeah. Got me feeling like I'm MJ in plain clothes. Nobody really knows, yeah. The Scariba mentality, yeah. Get it how you want, but also get it, cause it's gotta be. Building up my salary, gon' whip a cake up, yeah. Watching how I bake up, perfecting the chemistry, yeah. Niggas start to wake up, see you in your face and always tell you that they love you, yeah. I don't hold brothers, but a nigga will say fuck you, yeah. Lean back with an elbow, hey. Still flying my own turn, yeah. Call me Chris Statlander, E.T. in my own words. Phone home with the next tail, yeah. In your house like Maxwell, bars get you locked up, yeah. Tell your mama you Maybell, hey. The dojo, yeah, we know. Got a tiny champ like Riho. She ride or die for the UV. Got the game up in the chokehold. Ripley with the nightmare, TV show or the champion, yeah. Been banned from the ring. All these rappers say that I'm scaring, yeah. Maybe so, I just dominate the game from head to toe. Haters too small for me, so I call them nematodes. Bitch, I'm the GOAT, like I'm Becky with the bloody face. Bitch, I'm the GOAT, like I'm Oscar with the mist spray, yeah. Get your head straight, Grizz about to levitate. Demonstrate, like I'm Curry, yeah. Saying I'm finna, yeah, elevate. Rappers say they don't really like me, cause I'm crazy, yeah. I just think all these rappers lame because they lazy. Who would've thought, yeah. I dominate the game,
okay.
Like I'm Oscar, 523 days, yeah, yeah. One reign, but limitless range, yeah, yeah. Get the bag, ay, cause still ain't nothing, yeah, changed.
Get the bag,
I'm a man, I just been made,
just,
yeah,
been made.
You just mad, got shit up in your way,
huh? Your way.
Try to block me, I'ma hit you with the fade,
yeah. With the fade.
Ain't no question, there's nothing else to say,
okay.
I get it every day for the pew game,
yeah.
Bitch, the time I play the game like it's God,
like
hand. World war, I'm a modern day visionary,
okay.
Better hope that you survive, cause it's getting scary. I'm in the bag, it's Dwayne, in the world of fame. Yeah. My girl like Kaitlyn Carter, Filipina thing. Woo! If you come at Grizz, bitch, you better swing. Yeah. Yeah. You and Sammy Sosa, that's 21 and change. Yeah.
Hey. Yo, it's all good when you see a nigga struggling and shit. But we strong out here. We still trying to figure out who the best in the 757. You listening to no other than FOG. Forever on the grind.
You forgot to say Dark Sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just listen to the Devastator. Styles, it's only the players. This has been Track and Fire. Wherever you grab this right now, wherever you grab this right now, this is here with the world. Share with everybody's joke. Let it go. There it is. And you, Devastator, rapper on the block. And if anybody got a problem with it,
hey yo, Grizz. Hey yo, tell these niggas in the 757 what it really is, bro. They don't really understand how underrated and how fierce, like a boss, you can be. No fucking Sasha Banks, you feel me? Hey, speaking of Sasha, hit me up, Brody. UVC that game. Grizzly FOG. My name is Miyagi Tama. Rockin' never. Hey yo, Dakota, hit me up too, bro. Cap Coda, King Coda, King Coda, King Yagi shit.
got the power. He's got the power.
Man, that's tough to digest. So how do I respond to somebody who blames their failure on me? They're not gonna like my response. It's nothing new to me. Multiple people, multiple times, have said to my face, behind my back, on the internet, that I am the reason for their failure. I guess you can just add Bray Wyatt to the list. And that is a long list of names of people with potential. Now, potential can be good, but Michael Cole can also be dangerous, because it can make you lazy, it can make you believe your own hype. So let's trace our steps back. Why did Bray Wyatt fall into a downward spiral 6 years ago after WrestleMania? He got lazy, he gave up, and he blamed me. Bray Wyatt's biggest enemy is Bray Wyatt. Let me ask you a question, Michael Cole. Why has nobody ever say that about me? And I know what you're thinking at home. Like, well, John, it's because you win a lot. You know I have suffered monumental setbacks in the WWE. Lost to The Miz at WrestleMania. I lost to RVD at One Night Stand. I lost to CM Punk in Chicago and watched him walk out with the championship. I lost to The Rock at WrestleMania. I was pulverized by Brock Lesnar. I had to buy a ticket to WrestleMania only to get squashed by The Undertaker in less than 5 minutes. So why, after all of these setbacks, does no one ever say, well, John Cena's buried? It's because they know who I am. If I fail, I put the blame on no one else but myself. I adapt, I overcome, and I get my ass back in the fight. We got way too many WWE superstars around here that'll tell you they've wanted to do this their whole entire life. But when the demand gets too great, when the work gets too heavy, they get lazy and they blame everybody else but themselves. So how do I respond to somebody who blames me for their failure? Give me a chance, I'll give them an attitude adjustment.
You have been listening to the Atomic Drop. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed it. That was Coral Fang with American Nightmare. Over the course of this week's show, in no particular order, but I'm sure you'll figure out which songs was which. And if you're in ever dire or desperate need to know what song was what, just send me the time code and I'll let you know what you were listening to. But we heard, so we just finished there with Coral Fang, American Nightmare. You also heard a John Cena promo. You heard a promo from Jake Roberts in AEW, who's now the mouthpiece for Lance Archer. You had a song called Radiation Flow by Grizzly Fog. You heard Papa Shango with Cheap Heat. And is that everything? I think that's everything. I thought I had more, but okay. So thank you for tuning in. I think I'll be back next week. We'll see how this weekend goes. I think at this point we have to take it one step at a time. It's very dire and it is very uncertain and worrying in this global crisis. But it's not the end of days. And remember, this thing only kills like 2% of people. So the large vast majority of us are gonna live. You're just gonna see some horrific scenes in your towns because I imagine all your health services are under what's the word? Unprepared or just not suitable to do the job. You know what I'm saying? Especially here in London, that's the situation we got. I'm gonna have an interesting week delivering people's packages that they have to that they ordered because they can't leave that. This is the problem. Okay, look, let's just dip a little bit into my real life because I need to get some things off my chest. I'm a postal worker for the Royal Mail who haven't been providing their staff with any sort of protective gear, but that's not my gripe really at this point because I'm pretty sure if I've got a contract, I'm going to contract it. In a city like London, there's no way of avoiding it unless you self-isolate in your house, which is what I know a lot of people are doing, and that's even easier said than done because you've got to worry about supplies and then you can't get supplies because everyone's panic buying. But the issue I have is a lot of people have been sent home to work from home for the safety of everyone else. From my time on the streets, I've noticed not everyone is doing this. They've been sent home and they're just pissing about the pavements thinking it's socializing time. Or in addition to this, and they're ordering frivolous things off Amazon and eBay, and these aren't medical supplies. These aren't things that you need. It's not even food. I've seen people ordering dresses, stuffs off Zara, comic books, all things that it's unnecessary at this time. Just like the health service is put under strain, I'll tell you what, your delivery drivers are put under strain, the supermarkets are put under strain, everyone is put under strain at a time like this. So be a little bit more conscientious of what you do with your free time, and try and be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. I know none of you are. You're my listeners. You're all smart. You've managed to find this podcast, so I'm sure you're doing the right thing in your communities. So keep at it. Hopefully I'll be back next week, not too frustrated. I'm going to leave you with a song very apt for what I just mentioned. I might even leave the whole thing in. This used to be the theme for Elijah Burke. This is called Don't Waste My Time. Until next time, take care. Ta-ta.
I'm ready to turn.
Yeah.
I want my clothes up, baby.
Don't waste.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
My time. Yo, here we go.
I've been sitting here waiting for so long, watching your weak moves, you're not that strong. Now I'm ready to prove the world wrong. Give me the stage and let's go.
Yeah.
The fool, this is mine, and I'm ready, man.
Yeah.
I've been sitting here waiting for so long, watching your weak moves, you're not that strong. Now I'm ready to prove the world wrong. Give me the stage and let's go.